Is overeating on the weekends making you feel fat and bloated come Monday? You're going to want to tune into this podcast episode. Let's dive in. Welcome to The Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. And we're talking about weekends and overeating. This is something that I see so often when it comes to clients and people who just kind of reach out for help when I chat with them. You know, we do so good on the weekdays, and then come weekends, it's, you know, we lose the reins, we go crazy, we kind of eat whatever we want and whatnot. And let me break it down as to why this happens, because I'm somebody who likes to show you the root of why things happen, because I truly believe once we have a deeper understanding of why we do things, it's a lot easier to fix that problem and, you know, create a solution that's going to last long term. So if we think about it, during the week, we're kind of forced to be structured, right? You know, you have your work. Some of you may work weekends and whatnot, but your quote unquote weekend may not be Saturday, Sunday. It may be something different. But on your weekend day where you're off and not doing anything, you're probably a little bit less structured, right? So, you know, we follow a work schedule. If you have kids, you know, it might be like, okay, the kids got to go to school. I got to get them ready. You have necessary to-dos that need to be done. So it forces you to be a little bit more structured as far as like, okay, this is the breakfast that I eat. Here's the lunch that I pack with me at work, and then I'm making dinner for the family, right? So it's really, really structured. On the weekends or whatever your day off is, we tend to just, you know, do whatever, right? It's our off day. And in a way, we sort of want to rebel. At least I've experienced this. Not so much now that I run my own business. One of the reasons that I decided to run my own business. But when you're kind of like feel trapped in a 9-to-5 and you don't like your job, also another story for another time. But if you don't like your job, you know, you're like, well, I worked all week, so screw this. I'm gonna stay up late. I'm gonna just sit here and binge watch Netflix. We're gonna go out to eat at Cheesecake Factory. I'm gonna have all these drinks because, like, I worked so hard these 5 days of work that I finally get to enjoy myself 2 days, right? And I think that's the mindset that we kind of have. But here's the thing. You also need to play it on weekends. If you have goals and you want to lose weight and you want to be healthy, you are going to have to plan. Now, it doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to make yourself miserable. You just need a little bit of discipline. So I'm going to share 3 tips with you that are really easy to do to help you stay on track during the weekends while still having fun and enjoying your time on the weekend. Okay, so let's dive in. So number one is being protein forward. This is essential because 99% of you are probably not eating enough protein as is, okay? General rule of thumb is that you want to aim for 1 gram of protein for every pound of ideal body weight, okay? Especially for those of you that maybe have 25 to 50 plus pounds to lose. You know, if you're 250 pounds, but your goal weight is 175, you should not be eating 250 grams of protein, okay? You should be aiming closer to what your goal weight is, all right? So that equation is going to look a little different, but ideally a gram of protein for every pound of ideal body weight. So if you're not anywhere near that, definitely focus on consuming more protein first, all right? And when the weekends come around and we go out to eat, you know, the big thing is that we probably go out to eat at night, or we have an event maybe in the afternoon or later in the evening. And sometimes we're traveling and maybe we do have to deal with like getting breakfast out. But in my opinion, I just feel like it's easier to build a healthy meal for breakfast. So regardless of if you're like traveling at a hotel, at a gas station, whatever, we can still be protein forward when it comes to the beginning of the day, right? So like really load up that protein, drink a protein shake, maybe do like eggs with egg whites, egg whites. If we're going to like Dunkin', you know, do the little wake up wraps, right? They're pretty macro friendly. How can you just really get that protein in? And maybe for snacks, maybe you're going to get a nice protein bar. Make sure it has like 20 grams of protein. Don't get those fake protein bars that have like 7 grams of protein, 200 calories, and like 11 grams of sugar. No, thank you. My client just showed me a picture the other day and she's like, is this a good protein bar? And I'm like, no, this is trash. This is a glorified candy bar, okay? But even going into like lunch and stuff, can you lead with chicken or ground meat? Like pile on some protein in there. Can you just really try to eat a little bit healthier leading up to whatever event it is that you know you're going to go a little bit more all in? And the reason I say this is because when we eat out, most foods tend to be lower in protein and really high in carbs and fats. It's almost, I don't want to say impossible, but it's guaranteed that like when you go out to eat, you're going to be over on your carbs and fats for the day unless you plan accordingly. Okay, so that's why it's always good to lean forward with protein, and it also helps keep you full. So when you do go into your dinner, you're not going to overeat to the point where you're disgustingly full and sick, and it might help you choose healthier things and less extras. Okay, so that's number one, be protein forward. Number two, kind of piggybacking off of what I just said, making you choose less extras, this is a solid rule of mine. Okay, this is my restaurant rule. When you go out to eat, there's so many options for add-ons, right? You have your fancy drinks, you have your appetizers, you have your desserts, okay? You're allowed to enjoy yourself, but you're only allowed to choose one, not all three. So when you go, is it a drink, is it an appetizer, or is it a dessert? And if you get a dessert, even better, you have a significant other, you have a friend, I want you to split it, okay? Because it's probably like 700 calories anyway. So definitely just pick one. Enjoy yourself with that, and definitely not all three. All right, so that's number two. And number three, the last one, if you hit your nutrition goals all week, it's actually beneficial to have a cheat meal, treat meal, whatever you want to call it, one of the days, which weekend days usually work best for this. Just make sure it doesn't turn into a cheat day or cheat weekend, okay? So if you have, you know, nutrition goals you're following, ideally calories and macros, and you hit those Monday through Friday, you're pretty good. You're like plus or minus 100 calories within your goal, plus or minus 10 grams of whatever your macros are for each macro. Okay, that's usually hitting your goals pretty spot on. I would say you're allowed to treat yourself to a cheat meal. Okay, and like I said, it's one meal. Don't stress too much. It's very rare that you would go over like 2,000 calories for one meal. So again, don't stress it. This could actually be good for the metabolism because you're doing so good all week and you're eating so clean. And then when you kind of hit it with that calorie boost, it's so used to functioning at the lower calorie level that it speeds up your metabolism shortly to kind of burn off all that extra stuff. So it can actually help you lose more fat. And that's why people do cheat meals. But as with context with everything, only use these cheat meals if you're really good with tracking. And maybe that could be your motivation to be extra good with tracking throughout the week so you can enjoy that extra meal guilt-free. And I will tell you, when you're working extra hard and you're on your goals, that meal out just tastes so much better. So, you know, I'll leave it up to you. Cheat meals do not work for everybody. Again, it's kind of up to you. Some people like to be a little bit more laxed and enjoy their treats throughout the week, and cheat meals wouldn't work for them as well. But if you're really dialed in, I think a cheat meal would be great. Okay. So that wraps up my three tips for overeating on the weekend. Okay. So let me just summarize. So be protein forward, really lead with protein, stack the protein early in the day. When you go out, choose one add-on, not all three. And three, play around with cheat meals to keep you accountable, keep you satisfied, mentally in the game, boost the metabolism, whatever you want to call it. All right, guys, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you liked this and you're not following the podcast already, wherever you're listening, be sure to follow so you never miss another episode again. I'm actually going to play around about posting more podcasts in bite-sized pieces like you got today. All right, so enjoy the rest of your day, guys, and we will chat soon. Bye for now.